A very good evening on Wednesday, April 20th, 2022. This is a live program, and I'm doing a meeting. We'd like to inform our listeners that the call for us is offshore, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are continuing this discussion on the violence against foreigners in South Africa.
Zimbabwean Elvis Nyati, who was murdered in Johannesburg's Deep Slough Township in South Africa, was buried in Zimbabwe last week. 7 of the 14 suspects who were arrested in Gauteng in connection with this gruesome murder appeared before a Randburg magistrate on Tuesday, which is yesterday, facing charges of kidnapping and murder.
This coming at a time, a group of South Africans that calls itself Operation Dudula, led by one Nhlanhla Nathi Dlamini, continues this crackdown on foreign nationals living and working in South Africa.
We are also going to look at the war in Ukraine following Russia's continued invasion.
South Africa. Deep Slough, abantu abazalwa kule South Africa. Yathi bedinga ukuthi ngamasela. Kodwa ke ukhanya ke umnomzana zathi umoyi bengumuntu ke okade sisebenzela. Sisebenzela ezindlini zabantu eJohannesburg area nendaweni esijeneyo. So ke uthe bulawa khonapho ke bamdosa endlini, bamgangadela phandle, bamfaka amataya, bamlayita, bamtshisa simili, waphela du umfowethu. Kodwa sibona njalo ke sengcwatshwa kwele Zimbabwe, ungcwatshwe nge-Saturday. Kumbe ngithi ngomgqibelo. Ye, uthe sengcwatshwa khonapho ke abazali bakhe kade behlulukelwe kakhulu. Bakhuluma besithi uNhlanhla u-Elvis Nyati kumele azilwele sibili esengcwabeni lakhe. So sibone bephosele inhlabathi bekhuluma khonokho ukuthi hayi vuka ndoda uzilwele. So singazi ukuthi uzazilwela u-Elvis kumbe kasuzazilwele. So ke sazi kuzozalwa ngomani. Ye, kuzobuya ke xa sikhangela futhi i-Operation Dudula kukhanya zani iyaphambili. Akona uDudula abantu bokuza. Ngoba sibonile e-Cape Town. Khona ngale ke uDudula abanye babo. KuDudula ngabantu bocala njengelo ukuthi ngabantu abadakwa kwamanye amazwe. Kade besiya khona ngale besizwa kuthiwa kutshontshwe ke ama-cables. Ama-cables lapha ngikhuluma ngawe power. Awezesa inqaba ukuthi seZimbabwe. So ke bekulokukhala ukuthi abantu be-Cape Town besithi kuyatshontshwa kumahalisana. I-Cape Town yona iseSoweto. I-Southwestern Townships. So khona ngale siyakwazi ukuthi ke kuyahlupha kakhulu. Kulabantu okuthiwa ke ngabokuza abathengisayo emgwaqweni, abanye basemkambo, basendaweni esijeneyo. Kodwa ke abantu bakwale South Africa bathi sesibuyile isikhathi sokuthi labo abangala maphepha babuyele ekhaya, babuyele kibo sibili bayenza abangakwenza khona ngale ngoba bona sebekhathele. So siyangena ngakho lokho sijule sikhulume ngakho sibesizwa ukuthi kuyangaphi. Siyaphinda sithi kafukafu ngamaphitshane. Ngojabule Ukraine sakwazi ukuthi kuyafika khona ngale umbhobho ukhala uze unuke. Labantu abaningi sebefile sibili hlonga kukhanya kulobo zimo.
Ndizvozvo Gibbs Nathi uri musi wechitatu tichisangana muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zviri kuitika munyika nekunze kwenyika. Takanyanya kunangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika kwatingati kudiaspora, asi vari muZimbabwe tinokudai kuti munge mambwa. Nhasi tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuzwa kuri kuenderera mberi kwezvizvarwa kune dzimwe nyika, kusanganisira zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa. Izvo zvakasvitsa pakupondwa, zvinonzwisa urombo, zvinonzwisa tsitsi kwava Elvis Nyati vakadhonzwa kubva mumbamawo, ndokusungirwa matai vachidirwa peturu, ndokupiswa nezvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa. Pane chimwe chikwata chiri kuzviti Operation Dudula chinotungamirwa nemumwe anonzi Nhlanhla Lakse Dlamini, vari kukurudzira kuti zvizvarwa zvekunze kwenyika zvinge zvichibuda muSouth Africa. Takanzwa nezuro iye Nhlanhla Dlamini achipika kuti aiwa hatisi kuzombomira kuita zvatiri kuita kana kunzwa tsitsi nekushaya kwa mukoma Elvis Nyati. Hanzi muri kutochema vaNyati vekuZimbabwe muchisiya zvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa, kuratidza kuti varamba vakaoma mwoyo. Asika inyaya yatiri kunzwa kuti iri kushungurudza vakawanda. Tanzwawo kuti mamwe masangano kusanganisira reZimbabwe Exiles Forum vave kuronga kuti nyaya iyoyi yekushungurudzwa kwezvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika isviswe kumasangano akaita seSADC neAfrican Union kuti vaone kuti zvingabatsirwa, vangabasangana vangabatsira here kumisa dambudziko raitika kuvana vezvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika muSouth Africa. Asi South Africa takambonzwa ichida kuedza kuyananisa dambudziko irori vachikuru zira hurumende Zimbabwe kuti igadzirise mamiriro akaita nyaya dzeupfumi muZimbabwe. Zvinove zvinhu zviri kuitwa kuti vanhu vakawanda vange vachitiza munyika vachienda kunotsvaka mabasa kwavava kupedzisira vave kushungurudzwa. Tichabatawo nyaya yehondo iri kuitika kuUkraine zvichitevera kupinda kweRussia munyika iyi. Tinoona kuti hondo iyi yapfuura kana kudarika mazuva makumi mashanu yaane over 50 days ichirwiwa. Hondo iyoyi tine chitarisiro kuti zvii zviri kuitika nokuti kunzwa kuti Russia iri kuramba ichienderera mberi nekubhomba kwairi kuita. Gibbs.
Yes, we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Teboho Sekondo. Teboho Sekondo is a South African, and he knows a lot about some of the things that are taking place in South Africa. Welcome to the program, Teboho.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. Ndingelele nobaba naye ukhona
sithu. Yeah, ubaba kutonga kanti mele so tonga. We've got Mr. Sekondo.
Yes.
Sekondo. So, Mr. Sekondo. So akusitshele ke baba Sekondo ukuthi khonoko kwenzakala kwele South Africa nxa sukukhangelo nangwakho ukubona njani.
Bakudube ngizocela ukukhuluma ngesintu nje.
Ye cha ngesintu ba.
Ya bakudube izinto ezenzeka lana eSouth Africa concerning futhi the issue yama immigration. Well, isimo asikho sihle kakhulu. Asikho sihle kakhulu and South Africa vele seyivele yaphenduka yaba country nje engenamthetho. Kamakita sibhekane nje umuntu nomuntu wenza le nto afuna ukuyenza. Ya, kodwa zonke lezi zinto it's politics. It's politics. So ngasho kanjalo nje bakuduka.
Kuyini okwenza uthi usho njalo?
Well, into engenza ngisho njena it's because ama-politician wethu even our president kukancane ukuthi akhulume ngezinto eziso, kukancane ukuthi athinte this issue ye-immigration. So uyabona ukuthi ukungabi concern kwakhe kusho kona ukuthi kunasomething abayizuzayo through this situation. Uyabo, because kumele ngabe manje sokwenzele something between iZimbabwe or asikhulume neSADC. Ngabe nje sokunasomething eyenzekile la iSADC mayelana nale zinto eziso. Uyabo.
Lapho usho ukungenela kwe-SADC. Usho lapho ukuthi ngayo i-SADC la singenele kudaba lolu yakhuluma.
Yebo, yebo baba. Yinto vele kahle kahle ekumele ikhulunywe ikakhulukazi la i-SADC because manje le nto le ithinta kakhulu la e-SADC because uma ungathi uyabheka ne i-immigration kakhulu singasho sithi the Zimbabweans baningi kakhulu eSouth Africa. Kulandela abantu baseMalawi baningi kakhulu eSouth Africa. Abantu baseTanzania, Zambia bakhona la. Lesotho icishe iyalandela ifana neZimbabwe baningi kakhulu abantu baseLesotho la. But akunamuntu from the politician like ufuna ukukhuluma ngayo lento le. And even namanye amakhandi awafuna ukukhuluma ngayo lento le. So uyabona ukuthi iba yinkinga nje akunamuntu ofuna ukukhuluma ngayo. And it's like yehlisa izinga lesizwe yabo because uma South Africa it's collapsing not because of maybe foreigners but ezinye zazo izinto ezi-endayo kulesimo esikuso uyabona.
Siyakuza kakhulu ke sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana. Jonga kana mele what Teboho saying here is that the situation is chaotic in South Africa. He says things are not going well because it's sort of like some free for all now because the government is not interfering, is not intervening in a proper way. He says, for example, the president is avoiding talking about immigration. for example, you know, people coming into South Africa without passports and all those kind of you know, documents. So he says that's very problematic because he's sending a wrong message to people in the SADC region, you know, on why there's no straightforward intervention. So he says, remember that most of these people that we're talking about here are from Zimbabwe, Malawi, Lesotho, and other nations. You know, he says there are many of them. So at the end of the day, there's need for SADC to actually intervene in this kind of situation. So I can tell you that Mr. Skondo is a very, very wise man as far as he's concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet there, Joga.
Thank you so much. Tinotenda Baba Teboho Skondo, chizvarwa cheSouth Africa, vatinawo mune chino chirongwa, manzwa vachitaura pamusoro pezviri kuitika kune zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zviri muSouth Africa, vachitaura kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, zvakuita sekunge yangove munhu aita wada vatonga, nekuti hurumende kana vatungamiri vari kuramba vakanyarara, vari kutiwo mutungamiri weSouth Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, havasi kuda kutaura nenyaya yeimmigration kana kuti yekupinda nekubuda kwevanhu vekune dzimwe nyika vari kugara muSouth Africa. Vari kutiwo dambudziko iri idambudziko rinofanira kunge richibata dunhu reSADC nekuti kune zvizvarwa zvenyika dzakawanda kusanganisira Zimbabwe, Malawi, Tanzania, tine Lesotho varimo imomo neMozambique, nyika dzakawanda dziri muSADC dzine zvizvarwa zvirimo muSouth Africa. Asi Gibbs, chinhu chakanaka kuti tinzwe kuna vaSikondo kuti hurumende yeSouth Africa zvairi kunge iri kutarisa rutivi panyaya iyoyi, zvaita here kuti vana veSouth Africa vanga vachiisa mutemo mumaoko avo? The South African seems to be, South African government seems to be ignoring this situation, hence it's almost going out of hand. But is it proper for South African residents to take the law into their own hands and chase out foreigners?
Kulombuzo konako obuzwa ngubaba lapho ukuthi kumele bazibambele yini bona zandle abantu bakwale South Africa umthetho kulokuthi uhulumende abe nguye okwenza khona.
Siyabona ukuthi akunalizwe okanye ya engavumela le nto yenzeke ukuthi ezithizini azithathele umthetho enze ngendlela yinafuna ngayo, but kuba nesikhathi la abantu sebathi enough is enough, i-government ifulekile, so kungcono sizithathele thina umthetho ezandleni. So le nto yenzekile before, amazwe aliberated ngayo le ndlela leyo before ngokunemithetho ne eyayivuna abathile. For instance, like South Africa, ngokunemithetho eyayivuna abantu aba-white, ne? But because abantu bese bakhathele lezo zinto lezo ukuthi siyaxhashazwa manje, bokumele ngabe ku-actwa kaso, but abakhoni uku-actwa ngale. So abantu kufika khona isikhathi la ukuthi chivi ukuthi hayi asisafuni manje, sikhathele i-government, so asenzeni ngendlela yethu. Kona it's not right. Kepha ngenxa yokuthi manje abantu sebahluthukile, then it becomes a problem ngaleyo ndlela.
So I think you got your explanation there, Jonga. He says, yeah. You know, people are taking the law into their own hands because the government is not acting on what the people want. So he says it's wrong for people to do it, but the government should play its part, you know, in terms of taking the law in the right direction. Because as it is, people are doing it because the government is reluctant to implement or do what the people want. So according to Mr. Skondo here. So good job, Jonga.
Yes, also Gibbs, I've been reading on some other news sites that the South African police is actually doing more of what these other locals are doing, flashing out foreigners, especially at roadblocks and also other raids that they sometimes do. And which means that the South African police is also against these foreigners, but at the same time they don't want to condemn it openly.
Yes, so konapho ke ngopen lombuzo uyakubuza lapho baba awuzwile ngawazwa ngohle singabuza kuphi.
Yeah, Mr. Dube, ngicabanga ukuthi ngizwile. Yeah, yabona njengamanje since nje kunalento le sukile operation Dudula so amapolice asawayazama ukungena just because maybe bane pressure from that thing ukuthi umphakathi manje like abantu sebangenile bayaphusha lento le and kuba nalento futhi ukuthi sizobheka kanjani kwamanye amazwe but if it wasn't for Operation Dudula or for ngasho ukuthi abantu sebathisanele manje amaphoyisa negovernment nokuthi abafuna ukudlala indima yabo emthethweni then now manje sokukhani bayaqala bayazama ukuthi baact but we know ukuthi if i-Operation Dudula or else amanye abantu aba-involved kule nto le yokuthiwa kukhishwa ama-foreigners bangahlala phansi futhi kuzophinde kugoqwa izandla futhi kuzophinde kugoqwa izandla kungasabuyela just because manje ba-acta because bane-pressure and basabela le nto yokuthi sizobheka kanjani internationally because once abantu bakuthathele izandla umthetho ezandleni kuzomoshakala kakhulu kwenzeka le nto eyenzekile le kuthi kubulawa abantu then kuzobhekeka ini kabi i-government ebusayo even the president yabona makuduva
siyabonga baba thank you
ye kunjalo-ke thongozile khonapho ubona zami-ke khonokho uRamaphosa kawusoze kumlahle phansi nxa sihlangele umbuzo wakhe suze kumlimaza
yazi lo mbuzo lo unzima kakhulu kepha nje abantu ngokomthetho sebakhathele le-ANC the party ANC bakhathelwe upresident Ramaphosa because esikhathini esiningi umuntu nje ungazithatheli inhloko like iy'khalo zabantu base-South Africa so ngingasho nje ukuthi ukuthi nje sinayo le nkinga yokuthi abantu ba-hypocritic because bayakhuluma but when it comes to votes benza okunye yabona so it's a difficult question kona yena akasesi intandokazi njengokungena kwakhe akasesi intandokazi yabantu because amanye ama-issue yawayekela nje aka-acti masinya slowly so into ekhathaza abantu le because even now kumele ngabe uyavoice up njengomongameli ukuthi no what is happening we condemn it but noma icondemn uyabona ukuthi no akanandaba kakhulu ngayo le nto leni uyabo because this thing is the talk of town now even here in South Africa this thing ye-immigration yiyo ekhulunywayo manje iyokhulunywayo but yena akanankinga kakhulu naye
Yes, also, so he says, you know, the problem is that the ANC has become problematic. It's no longer the darling of the people of South Africa. And so at the end of the day, it's a question of Ramaphosa failing to leave the country. So he says, there's a lot that is happening here. So let's not scratch the surface, but look into the details of what is going on. So according to Mr. Skondo, you know, South Africans, or especially South African police, they are doing what they are doing because they want to cover up, like to say, okay, let's not pretend as if we're not doing anything. So they are pretending as if they're doing something. So that's in brief a response to your question, Chunga.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. You can go ahead and throw a question too.
Yes, so we've got Tino Mambeu, and then we've got Maxwell Ngau. And then we've got Tembelihle Ndlovu. All these guys have come in now for us to discuss this issue that is, you know, causing problems. So let's start with Mr. Tino Mambeu. Mr. Mambeu, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So go ahead. Tell us about what is happening in South Africa. What's your take on what is going on there? We've got a South African here who is actually explaining why some South Africans are doing what they are doing, you know, in terms of Operation Dudula and other things. So, go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show today. And to begin with, we are witnessing, you know, the
Sorry, I think Mambe, just hold on. Yes, quiet. Quiet, Mambe, quiet, sir.
Okay. So I was saying that we are witnessing a period where South Africans are telling against fellow Africans, accusing them of being criminals and accusing them of taking their jobs, accusing them of taking their market stalls, and accusing them for all sorts of nuisance activities within the country. Now, if we look at any particular country in the world, we will pleasantly find out that there is no country without a jail in Africa or the world over. There is also no country without a judiciary system. So South Africa is no different from any other country in terms of whether crime does happen and crime does not happen. Now, the jails that are in South Africa were not built for foreigners. They were built for criminals. Now, it is equally arguable that if South Africa had jails long before the arrival of the so-called foreigners, they also anticipated that among their own people, there will be people that are behaving incorrectly, and therefore they've got to be treated according to the law. Now, South Africa is one of the best and solid justice systems in the world, and especially in Africa or Southern Africa at large, where the Constitution provides that anybody that is caught on the wrong side of the law is punished according to the requirements of the Constitution. They may not have documents. Am I clear?
Yeah, we are quiet now. We can hear you now. Yes, quiet.
Okay. So I'm just reiterating the fact that there is no country in Africa or in the world, as it may be, that has no criminals. The fact that we have a justice system in South Africa tells us that within the population of South Africans, there are criminals. Now, when the law looks at criminals, it does not differentiate whether these criminals are Zimbabwean criminals, these criminals are South African criminals. They are all criminals. Yes, there is a justice system that is in place. There are jails in place to manage. But South Africans are saying Zimbabweans, Mozambicans, people from Lesotho are criminals. I do not think that criminality has anything to do with whether somebody comes from South Africa or elsewhere. So it's highly regrettable that where we should be working together with South Africans to identify criminals among a society and get them over to the police and report them to the police for any wrongdoing. South Africans are taking the law into their own hands. But while we are there, we should just mention that it's not every South African that is doing this. It's a group of disgruntled South Africans, a very small group for that matter. And I do not believe that the majority of the South Africans in this country would support that.
Yes, thank you very much, Chonga. Maybe you can come in there. There you are, Chonga.
Yes, Mabamambe, tinotenda zvikuru kuti mapinda muchirongwa chedu.
Thank you very much.
Mabamambe, tanzwa kuti sangano renyu reZimbabwe Exiles Forum rine urongwa wekuti dai nyaya iya svika kumasangano akaita seSADC neAfrican Union. Mungatiudzawo pamusoro peurongwa uhu?
Tinotenda chaizvo, Majonga. Nhau iripo ndeyekuti kana munyika yatiri kugara zvino zvakaita South Africa ichinge yava kutambudza zvizhinji vanhu vanobva kunyika yeZimbabwe, zvino tibata nekuti tinenge tichitarisawo kuti korijin kana kuti nyika dzakatipoteredza dzemusadic dzinotiwo kudini nekutambudzika kunenge kwakuita zvizvaro zvenyika ikwedu. Saka tinenge tichiti mukutaura kwatinenge tichiitawo kana nema nevatongi vemuno munyika ndikazorova maminista anenge akamirira iro bazi reHome Affairs, hazvisizvo zvoga hatizogumiri ipapo. Tinenge tine chishuvo chokuti panoungana vakuru veSADC vatarisisewo nhau
dzevana vekune dzimwe nyika vanenge vachishungurudzwa vari mukati menyika yeSouth Africa. Saka zvinozoita kuti kuda kune dzimwe nguva sevakuru venyika kana vatungamiriri venyika vangawana matamo okuti kubva munyika kuuya kunyika kufambira nyika yeSouth Africa kutapudzike nekuti zvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa zvinenge zvitiwo taakutorerwa kuti nzvimbo dzedu dzatinoshandira taakutorerwa zvipatara zvedu hatichakwanisi kuwana mishonga hatichakwanisi kuwana nezvimwe maservices atanga tichiwana saka tinenge tichikurudzira kuti sesadic iongorore nyaya dzakadai mukati meregion kuti dzingadzivirirwa sei uye vanhu vangagarisana sei zvakanaka vasingazourayani kana kupisana kwatirikona kuchiitika.
Thank you so much. Maybe you can just repeat in English for the benefit of those who do not understand Shona.
Now, what we are saying in SADC or to the SADC heads of states is that they should come together and put their heads together to try and find ways of mitigating situations that, you know, that caused the migration, as we have seen. In this case, where most Zimbabweans are migrating in search of better economic opportunities. So we are saying to SADC, yes, there is a problem in South Africa, but this is not, you know, South Africa's problem at all. When South Africa is affected, everybody else is affected. When Zimbabweans are affected, everybody else is affected. So the leaders in the region have got to take it upon themselves to introspect, look into the bull's eye and say, how do we solve the current migration crisis, which has led to our peoples being affected and being better life in a, you know, in a regional country, in a country that they should normally visit and be able to stay without any problems. So I think we're thinking that it is only through cooperation, discussions, and thorough engagement within the SADC leadership that there can be a, you know, there can be a way forward. And, you know, we should not forget that specifically in the case of Zimbabwe, it has been a result of elections that have been disputed time and again. When elections are disputed, then we have people that are being terrorized. Some of them end up running to countries like South Africa and Malawi and Mozambique and that. So in our case, it's more about how the region can help Zimbabwe to win itself of problems that are associated with elections and economic failure.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mambeu. So let's bring in the other people who are here, and that is Mr. Thembelihle Ndlovu. Baba Ndlovu, sawubukela ukuhlelwa.
Sanibonani balaleli bakudube kunjani.
Siyaphila, unibona njani dabala?
Ya, lonzima bakudube, ngizothanda ukuthi ngibele emva kakhulu ngoba kunezinye zezinto esithi ma sizibhekile sizibone ngathi zilula sibuye futhi siziphosele kugovernment yeme igovernment yeSouth Africa noma yeme igovernment yeZimbabwe. Ngizoqala ngokuthi mina ekungeneni kwabantu beza la eSouth Africa abangenamaphepha from Beitbridge border to Johannesburg town kunama roadblocks amangaki, nama toll gate amangaki. Eboda kunama socha amangaki. Right. Mawazi nani nama socha lakho nama toll gate nendlela yokuthi ungakana nendleleni. Uhamba olude kakhulu. Kunuma 600 km uzofika eJohannesburg. They fail to arrest abantu kudala la eSouth Africa bethu ma ungena. Door to door amaphoyisa bekengena door to door bebuza ID passport, ID passport. I-government beyenza lokho make a show ukuthi abantu ba-deportile then hleli nabantu be-deport. But the government, they lose the power because abahlali bala eSouth Africa. They choose to go to squatter camp. Bahlala kumzabalazo bethu bazabalazela izindlu. When they come, they win izindlu abayithole khona. Bayithola izindlu yobhaliswa ngegama lakhe lowo muntu. Bayiqeda kubhaliswa ngegama ufaka amaforeign. And those foreigners is the one paying the money for loan. When that loan is finished, they chase them away. So now this problem, people, they must talk to blame government of South Africa. They can't police here in South Africa. And they're doing criminal also. Because every time I drive on the street, I saw everything. But unless the Sukulumeloko, Noma Solama Police and the government, Chinabashan, Noma, Abashan, Zimbabwe, Abashan, South Africa, Abashelega. South Africa, and Abashan, Abashelegileo, Zimbabwe, and Abashan, Abashelega, Noma, the government, Yavanigeza, I'm an Indian, I got a passport. They have to try to fight the passport yet to rule. Number one. This South Africa now, maybe I was to my boy, yes, Gavin. Maybe I was with my reporter. Who nearest can't say a normal police station, no. Kuno muntu obile bathi uThembelihle Ndlovu uzohlala for 1 week according to his passport. And then lo muntu is a visit ebhoda bakunika 1 week. That person uzohlala 2 months, 2 years ela engasebenzi. But imali yakwazi uyibhadala rent. Why don't you ask the question that person uthi wena ngubona Monday to Friday ungasebenzi, where do you get the money? When they go sebebona ukuthi lokusekunzima manje umsetholi into ayifuna seqala ukuthi bavusa izinto problem yeZimbabwe because iZimbabwe is just a labor. And then omunye akakhuluma la minute ama Nigeria selam adayisa ama drug thine ekhaya akuna umuntu odayisa drug akekho umuntu odayisa drug so dealing ama drug into esidila ngayo esizondela la eSouth Africa imisebenzi yawo and then imisebenzi yawo abakhuluma ngayo ngema office many of them abana ama paper angakwazi ukwengena ema office abantu base Zimbabwe but the way of behavior ngendlela yokuthanda umsebenzi wakho ukuthi uthanda kanjani yeyenza ukuthi company igcine ithatha abantu bangaphandle ngoba they know which they want money. And even if you say, work until Monday to Friday, Monday to Saturday, they work. So now, if problem is the runner, Tina Lemzan, you and I, Abashali Sani, Nompara to Abut Bakurumsan in the community, from there, was Ulandela, Umte to West South Africa. There was the police station, Rama Suit, police station, Rama Reach, it's full of 1, 2, 3. But when a case is so, I want to talk to you and just to strike.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Ndlovu. So, what Mr. Ndlovu is saying is that people should not blame Zimbabweans only. Because look at how the situation goes, like when somebody arrives at the Bergbridge Border Post, you know, there are the roadblocks, there is everything, there are soldiers, but people make their way to Johannesburg. Why? There are so many toll gates and all those kind of things. So he says, don't blame Zimbabweans only. At the same time, he says, foreigners pay locals this mortgage loans in this way. Somebody says, a South African buys a house, then moves in these illegal immigrants in there to actually pay rent and so forth while servicing a particular loan. So he says, you know, they're doing a lot for them, so they shouldn't be blamed that much. So we still have got another question, that is Mr. Maxwell Nkau. Kwai Chonga with Mr. Nkau.
Yes, Gibbs, I just want to read a few of our listeners and viewers' comments. We have Mr. Peter Chikwekwete Mulambo, who says, Makadi wa jonga, ndafara ninyaya mabata hii, tinotenda. Then Lawrence Mate, Zanu PF ne ANC, ndo barakufarira kufa kwevanu. Chris Munyaka, anzi mwamuka sei wa Shamarare Studio 7, neo se wakate ilera matuimana yenyika, tinotenda zikuru. Kuita mkoma Luke Masuka, anzi maZimbabwe, tiripa kaoma, tinotamusana nekudumbu, hakuna kwekutizira. And mkoma Peter Chikwekwete comes back, we says, we are not happy about what South African government treats us, or South Africans treat us. That's mkoma Peter. Thank you so much, Gibbs. Welcome, sir, to our show.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
For the welcome. And thank you to the viewers as well.
Yes.
And Mr. Kau is based in UK, so he wants to make his contribution.
Go ahead, sir, and tell us what you think about this issue we are discussing today.
Sorry, I came in a bit late. I didn't get the question.
No, so the issue is on what is happening in South Africa, Operation Dudula, and, you know, the struggles of Zimbabweans living in South Africa. So, you know, this kind of relationship with South Africans looks like it's very dicey, and whether maybe you're facing the same problem in the UK, you can tell us about what you're facing there too. Go ahead, Mr. Nkau.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'm not sure where to start, really, but I think the people who leave Zimbabwe to South Africa, need to be sympathized with, because their people are desperate. They leave Zimbabwe because there's no employment, they are suffering, and they are only going to South Africa to eke out a living from that country. So when they pass through the border, there are police, there are soldiers there, who must really be making sure that nobody who is undocumented goes into the country. most of the people going into South Africa go through the border, where they are police, where they are immigration officers. And so the people who actually allow them into the country are the very officers who should be making sure that no illegal immigrants enter the country. How do they do that? They give them money, so they accept the money and they allow them in. So the same people, the police and the immigration officers who allow illegal immigrants into the country are the ones now who begin to follow them up, who begin to accuse them of being illegal immigrants. I think that is where the whole thing becomes unfair.
Maybe, okay.
It is the same people who allow them into the country who now accuse them of being illegal. Even those who have false documents are given the same documents by the same Home Affairs, which documents are later condemned to be false documents, but they come from the same offices. So these people who go into the country do not employ themselves. They are employed by the South Africans there. In the domestic sector, be it in schools, be it in different industries, they are employed by people there without those documents, right? So the employers who employ them are the ones who must be blamed for employing people who have no papers. We have the Department of Labor there, which makes sure that everybody who is employed in the country is legal. They have the papers. How then are they accepted by the same labor department without the documents? How do they pay their taxes if they are not registered? How are they registered in the country? So it's all these people in South Africa who allow people without documents to work in the country are the people who are failing the country themselves. You see? And then when they see that the foreigners have been employed, most of them are employed, whereas the locals are not, then they begin to be disturbed. And maybe for the generality of the South Africans, understand to be so, because they don't understand why and how it happens. But the people who are responsible are the very law enforcement agents and employers in the country. So what they should be doing really is to be dealing with the immigration officers, the police who allow them in, the employers who employ the people who don't have the papers, and the labor department itself, which must process all legalities around people employed in the country. These are the people who are responsible. As long as these people are there and they continue to what they're doing, this will not stop. So it is unfortunate that the people who are not guilty, the citizens who are now angry with what is happening, and those who are looking for employment are the ones now who are fighting each other and killing each other, whereas they are not really responsible for all this mess.
Thank you very much. I think we see Ubambe Konambo Piri. We still have another guest, Mr. Mambeu.
Yes, I think Mr. Mambeu can help us understand and also respond at the same time to what Mr. Nkau just said. You know, he raised an important issue that these people, they come from Zimbabwe, cross into South Africa. There are many roadblocks, there are many checks and all that, but still they find their way into companies and firms, ending up being employed by the very people who are now saying they must leave. Mr. Mambeu?
So, I think what we are looking at there is a very, very serious problem, which is multifaceted, that cannot be described probably entirely in one word or in one phase. The challenge here is, look, we have a country like South Africa, which is probably the economic hub of the region. Now, what would normally happen is that people migrate from the less economically active areas into South Africa, which is the economic hub. Now, the challenge is when those people come in, what is it that they offer that South Africans cannot offer? I think that's where the challenge is. Now, why does it become suitable for one employer to choose a Zimbabwean over a South African? Right? Why is it that a Zimbabwean employee would be preferred over? Right? Those are questions that we've got to try and ask and analyze. Now, in my thinking, I would want to conclude that if a Zimbabwean is put at the same level with a South African in terms of ability, technical ability, social responsibility, social contribution, and stuff like that. If these people are at the same level in everything, then whoever that is chosen to take the job, you know, it will be based on merit. But here is the deficiency. You have got a Zimbabwean that comes in here, is looking for work, and if the Zimbabwean guy gets work, obviously he's going to settle for low wages. The reason he has to settle for low wages is probably he may not have any tax contribution to make. So he settles for low wages. Now we've got a South African who is documented in his country. While he is documented, he is liable to pay tax. Now, because he is liable to pay tax, he may appear less likely to be employed by an employer who is looking for cheap labor. So now, how do we bring the South African employee and the Zimbabwean employee to the same level so that they can all be looked at in the same manner as long as their qualifications are the same?
Yes, thank you so much. Maybe Tonga, you can make a follow-up question.
Yes, I think he's freezing.
Yes,
Mrumbeita Mchi freezer.
Oh, okay. I had a call coming in. I'm not on Wi-Fi.
Okay. Sorry for that.
Yes.
So, Mangama Pezeri, Utanangura.
So I just wanted to go to drill down on the issue of why is it that an employer would prefer a Zimbabwean over a South African.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I was saying in that respect that a South African is properly documented, while a Zimbabwean is not properly documented. A South African has expectations in terms of salary, where they expect that with their salary they'll be able to eke out a decent living for that matter. Now, a Zimbabwean is looking at a salary that says, if I convert my 1,000 rand to the local RTGS, how much do I have? And how much time do I have here? All right. So I was also mentioning the fact that in 2010, the South African government decided to document Zimbabweans. Now, as they documented Zimbabweans, they helped to bring Zimbabweans and South Africans on par. So if you are now documented, you can as well pay tax. If you are now documented, you can properly contribute to the, you know, to the fiscus. But now, if you remain undocumented, the chances are that you will still get work because there are employers out there that are looking for cheap labor. And Zimbabweans are always the go-to, you know, the go-to employees for cheap labor. So I think in the region, it has to be attractive, or it has to be attractive to be able to go and work anywhere. As long as we have got a regional pact that allows even South Africans to go and work in Malawi, that allows even Zambians to come and work in Zimbabwe, based on merit. Now, on manual jobs and other jobs like working in the restaurants and stuff like that, the challenge is that some South Africans may not really want to do those jobs, depending on their, you know, their expectations. So if a South African left to invest today, a few of them would want to go and work in a restaurant. Whereas if a Zimbabwean graduate came into South Africa today, they would go and work in a restaurant. So the expectations of these two people are very different. So at the end of the day, I think there must be free labor movement within the countries in SADC for a start, such that you become employed anywhere you go based on merit. Now, as to how South Africa can make their labor force more competitive, I think they've got a long way to go. The introduction of technicals, like we have seen in Zimbabwe, where you go to a technical college, you know, the polytechnics, where people are trained. And these are the same people that are becoming more favorable to be employed in South Africa because, of course, they've been trained. So we are sitting with a challenge here where South Africa cannot make a decision as to whether they adopt their own people that have not been trained properly, or they, you know, or they keep on going with the foreigners that probably are probably well trained and are able to do the job,
and to some other employers in a cheaper manner. So the challenge is, let's make the South African as attractive as a Zimbabwean. Once the two of them are on the same path, then they can compete all on merit.
Thank you.
Yes. In essence, my thinking.
Maybe let's bring in this guy who is working in South Africa and is doing some exclusive work that maybe South Africans may not even touch. And Mr. Ndlovu is a plumber, you know. So Mr. Ndlovu, he wants to be a plumber. But when I hear him, I'm afraid that he's going to be a work. But I'm afraid that he's
so Kulumani Chibabu Tube, umsebenzi weplumbing. Zihamba zimbili lezo zinto. Plumbing and electric. Bakhona abafana baziyo ukuthi bafunana beSouth Africa. Bakhona osisi abaziyo ukuthi bafunani eSouth Africa njengoba behamba South Africa. Those people, they don't choose umsebenzi ukuthi uphi. But bakhona abanye ukuthi mawubabiza, mina ngihleli ngibiza abantu abaningi ngomsebenzi. Ma umuntu okhona umtshethi nginomsebenzi we-3 days, usebenza. And then ngosuku ngizokubhadala 200 rand, which means bakwi 3 days it's 600 rand. Umuntu wana ma ungathi namhlanje, like mina ngizokhuluma ngami, bangisebenze nomuntu. Ngiyacabangela umuntu mina ukuthi okay, lo muntu unengane nomfazi endlini. Ngimnikeze that 200 rand ayisebenzele namhlanje, ngimthengele nokudla. Sasa lo muntu akabuye emsebenzini. Uyayibona? So kumele ngiyofuna omunye umuntu futhi. Because angeke ngikwazi ukuthi ngimlwise. Because ngiyivisita, ngiyamele sibambelane isinkwa sobabili, siyashare. But those people, asibonke ama-South African abachoose umsebenzi. Abantu abachoose umsebenzi abe-South Africa yilaba abangafuni ukubhadala irenti esuka emakhaya ayofuna ukuhlala kumfowabo endlini engakwazi ukuthi umfowabo usebenza kuwo. Uyayibona? So into esuka ibe yinkinga emsebenzini weplumbing kuyasetshenzwa babudube kuyagutshwa sometimes sinokubamba udoti ingcekeza straight ingcekeza siyayibamba-ke thina amasenzi imali asinqeni nokunqena. Kodwa mase ufike ebantwini abanye abachuze umsebenzi bawuchuza vele umsebenzi asayo. But mina into esuke ngixakeke kuye ukuthi silwisana kanjani singabantu abamnyama. Kathi-ke mina ma ngine-skillful sikami enginazo angisishiye nomunye umuntu oli-South African nami njenge-Afrika sishiye umsebenzi ngimfundise abekwazi ukuze naye angabi nomoya omubi. Isikhathi esiningi enza ukuthi abantu balwe la eMzansi naba-foreigners. Okay, ijikithi ama-Zimbabwean because yiwo ama-foreigner akhona e-South Africa as well. Ukuze ama-South African nama-Zimbabwean, these guys, they are hard work. We don't have weekend. We don't have holiday. And then I can manage to work on holiday. Not even a half day, a full day. Not even double pay, with my whole 300 rand. That day was a 7, I'm going to call it 600 rand because of the holiday. So, that's the thing that I can call it together. I'm going to tell you that I'm going to tell you that South Africa now 6. I'm going to tell you 3. Kuthe umlungani buza ukuthi okay, ngobani abazongena kule holiday like sikhuluma ngo 24 December 25 until May 2. Ama-South Africans zonke azothi want to go home. And then mina ngizothi okay, let me just wait and then after holidays I will go home. Iqala khona lapha indaba ngoba angithi manje umlungu ugcina athanda umuntu lwana oyobamba umsebenzi ngendlu. So isuka khona lapho. So kufuneka ukuthi singama-Africans sihlalisane phansi sibone some kind of le nto le ifuna ubekezele kanje. Zokhuluma nge-plumbing mina lapho kusetshenzwa khona nzima. Sinabo abafana esisebenza nabo abaningi abe-South Africa. Abanye bazi bakutshela ukuthi no, angeke mphakamise igiza ngiyi-1. Igiza we have to, amakhampani aqasha abantu abawu-6 to install 1 giza. And then mina ngi-install igiza leyo ngiyi-1, ne-assistant yami. Ngizoyikhera ngigibele double story nayo ngiyi-1. I-solar giza si-installa siyi-4, but the other company then employs abantu abawu-12 for 1 batch. Abantu abawu-12 for 1 job. So that's the issue ebuya khona kube ne-fight. But this thing, to make them to understand, you have to teach and give them knowledge so that they're going to understand. Then these guys for Tutula, they don't know how to handle it. Before you fight with foreigner or before you fight with your neighbor, just go to your father and they ask your father, why this guy is here? And then your father is going to tell you the yeast. That yeast is going to go inside your mind and then you're going to think about it. What you tell your neighbor, my friend, don't cross this line because of this and this. Don't forget you are here because of bread. Don't take too much bread because this is not your place. So these things for Tutula, they make a mistake to kill Zimbabweans. That's why now the name of foreigner is belong on Zimbabweans only. And then that thing is going to be painful and it's going to end up going to government of South Africa, blaming Ramaphosa, blaming the police. As I said before, how many roadblocks from Pipebridge to Johannesburg? No one can give you that answer. But the police, if they are listening, they can give you the answer. Because these guys, they go straight to the border and they negotiate with police. The police, they know in Zimbabwe, people, they are suffering. Other people, they're crossing daily Messina to Pipebridge. They stalk in Messina, go back to Zimbabwe. That life, they're not fighting. And I'm feeling sorry for these guys for today because they don't know the history. If they one day they travel from here to Messina, they will see the South African government, they try to work to avoid the undocumented people. But the only problem, the citizens of South Africa, the problem, they want money for the rent. And then if they find that money, they see you like a rubbish or like a, what name I can call it. Because my mother and my plans in the good mountain are seven. Master Win Monday, the police are there, so go Pavan. Lama police are the city, no niggas with plans. Oh, who you but the Lavan duty? My father, Lavanda, my 16, who's sitting at 32,000 Lemon IQ, who's a Jerry police, anyone with your game. Just come with your van, who will allow one to who was selling there and then millions of niggas at 2,000 rand. And you're putting in more bands,
Rachel. I think you can get him very clearly here. He's saying there's a lot, behind the scenes. And this Operation Tutula activists are not sure of the history between some nations. And he says if they knew exactly what was taking place, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing right now. Unfortunately, Teboho has dropped off. I think he has left for his house because it's a bit late in South Africa right now.
Mm-hmm.
So now maybe we can proceed and talk to
Mr. Yes. Yes, you know, I think this is a South African guy who has sent a message on our Facebook page. It's Lawrence Mate. He says, there is a lot of South African guys who work very hard. It's only that, he's a Zimbabwean, who says, it's only that we Zimbabweans, we're fighting for survival. He's acknowledging that there are a lot of South Africans who work very hard. But it's only that Zimbabweans we are fighting for survival. Yes, Mr. Ngau, welcome back to the show. You raised a very important issue that these Zimbabweans or illegals in South Africa, they cross into South Africa using all these legal routes where there are policemen, roadblocks and all that. But let's not forget that there are also illegal entry points into South Africa, with some of these points actually being used to bring into Zimbabwe cars stolen from South Africa or vice versa. What can we talk about these illegal roads to South Africa? I mean, how can we describe them for those people? Because most of these people, they use these illegal routes and go to farms where they are employed and paid less than what is designated for the jobs. Why? Because the farmers, they don't want to pay more. That's why they end up employing these illegals.
Illegal routes. Kumabe ngakashwana ngumuntu South Africa. Kabanzi South Africa. South Africa. So, laba catch out the employers who employ them. If I want a problem, Lava want to legally give up because they have issues, they have problems, they have challenges. Right? And so it becomes difficult now to blame them. Not that they are okay. They are illegal immigrants, yes, but now once they are in the country, it means the country has opened up its borders for them, whether through illegal routes or through other, illegal routes. But they eventually make their way into the country. There are soldiers along the border. There are police along the borders. There are police all over in the country. So once they discover that they are foreign nationals who have been there illegally, they should then take them to court or they should take them back to their countries. And as soon as they enter the country, they would be having all these problems. Because once they are inside, and they begin to find employment and they're employed, then it's like their employment and their stay in the country is somehow legitimized by whoever employed them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's the fact that they continue paying the police and the people in the country monies when they are caught. You know, it further proves that the problem really is with the law enforcement, you know, agents within the country. They are the ones who are causing the problem. I think these groups that are unhappy, or the community that are unhappy with what is happening in the country because of foreigners, they should actually be fighting or dealing with the soldiers, the Home Affairs Department, the employers, and not these people. And not these people. These people are now the responsibility of the same police officers. They are the ones who should be arresting them, and not Dudula and any other group, or even the communities that are not happy with what is happening, because it's not their duty. It is the duty of the law enforcement agents to deal with what they consider illegal immigrants in the country. Even crime, those who steal cars or whatever using illegal routes, they are also the responsibility of the police. So they must be arrested and put in jail. So the problem lapha ilawo abawe abaphiwa amandla uNkulumende ukuthi ba safeguard the constitution of South Africa. Oku idudula is not ayiphiwa amandla uNkulumende ukwenza lokho ekwenzayo. So obviously what they're doing is wrong. Idudula it goes on to kill people. Akunasizathu esihle singajust fire ukubulawa komuntu. That is what is wrong. That is what is bad. Dissatisfied and unhappy as they may be, they still have to respect the law, respect human life,
uh-huh.
You know, and do what is right, and let the law take its course.
But
thank you. That's how.
Maybe before we go any further, I just wanted to ask Mr. Nkau or our other guest. You know, it's not only that Zimbabweans or foreigners are in South Africa; they are also in Botswana. But we haven't had or seen incidents like what is happening in South Africa. What can you say about this?
I think the culture is created in South Africa because it looks like people just do as they please. Mm. They disregard the constitution. They disregard the structures that are put in place, you know, to serve the nation. And they do as they please. And so obviously when they feel they are not happy, they are dissatisfied, they will always, you know, get up and start chasing people around, killing people and doing all that. It all goes to show what the law enforcement agency in South Africa is failing to do its work.
Yeah. So maybe let's stop you there for a moment.
Ikobe Vumela, ukuthi abantu babulale ngoba bekhlekile because umsebenzi wabona bawenza. And so they kind of condone or allow these things to happen.
Yes, I was a kudunga. Yes, no, Richard Moyo. Moyo, just a few words. Yes, Katunga, Gonapo. Richard Moyo, we are seeing Zoimba. Just in the Amazon,
Okay, and the Ron Zoima, Kadi, Masera Sema, Nero, Mamukase. Yeah, and Ronka Zoni, Nawe, Kuga, Barakova, Nuevo, Zimbabwe, Mukatimini, South Africa. Era abadamu zikombe inawo inokonzerwa nekutambudzika kwevanhu pasi penyika uye futi nawo yokuva vafambi panyika pano haina kutangwa nesu yakangogara yakadaro kubhaibheri zvikora mwari kuti kana vachinge vatambudzwa nokutendwa kuti vaindoridzi penyika saka tichiona zvo zviri kuitwa nenyika yeSouth Africa kuzama kosa kunozama nako dai nyika yekwedu yeZimbabwe yakanga iri raiti vanhu vakanga dei vanga vasingapindi nekumvura vasingapindi vakasiyana nokuti
sending up from Maryland. This is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, Jonga Kandemiri, she did no tender in Rambam Stera, Jonga Redu, Studio 7, Murra, Zakanaka, Terri, Nevatari.
Good night.